Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are Going In Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Anywhere fine podcasts are available, including the iOS podcast app. Go ahead and leave a review or a rating and hit that subscribe or download button and help Going In Raw get jacked up in the charts.
Yeah.
We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson, where we have a variety of reward tiers. And right now we've got 56 people watching right now.
Hi, everybody.
Because one of the $5 reward tier, $5 a month, gets you 3 live streams every single week, all our recap shows. And I announced this to the live stream. I just wrapped up, finally, the comic book for the Friendo Care Package that'll be going out to our $20 plus patron members. You get that, you get some stickers, you get some little poster. It's a Friendo, true Friendo care package.
Yes.
Sending out to you.
Coming soon.
ProWrestlingTees.com/Going In Raw. You can check out all of our, we've got, I think, 10 or 11 designs right now. The Shower Me With Gold logo shirt. Evidently, it was too much for Pro Wrestling Tees to handle. I have to resend it because something got corrupted. You know, if that ain't apropos for the Shower Me With Gold pay-per-view, Larson, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Talk about corruption.
Yeah.
Anyways,
but we're here to talk about SmackDown Live.
Yes.
So I guess we might as well get to it. Overall thoughts. I thought it was an okay show.
You said it was an okay show? I thought it was a really good show.
There were some high points.
I'm not huge. It's funny. There's like sort of a... I'm not usually huge. I'm not really... I thought they could have done a really kick-ass job opening it with AJ Styles versus John Cena. Neither of us thought that was really going to happen there.
I know, man.
We have to wait, I think, till SummerSlam to see that match again.
You think that's going to happen at SummerSlam?
Seems to be the case. I would not be surprised.
Yeah, it does seem to be the case. Instead, we got a tag match featuring all those players, AJ, Cena, Owens, and Rusev. And that was fine. But I like singles match. I don't generally like it. It has to be a very special event. But then it was Cena and AJ together. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they used to enhance their story a little bit.
I don't know. There was some intrigue. I like some of it. It was crazy, man. I watched a shit ton of wrestling yesterday. I watched that. And then I actually watched 205. Usually I never watch 205 Live directly after SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I did yesterday.
Usually I try to watch it Wednesday morning, but I had to watch something else this morning.
And guess what? I also watched Talking Smack. You know what happens? I always forget. My dad picks up Alabama from daycare and takes her until like 8 on Tuesdays. I always forget that because remember we used to pull the long Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Well, we don't anymore, but she really likes being at my dad's house, so I just let him take her. But I just forget. And so I literally went to go pick her up at 5 yesterday, and I go in there to sign her out, and I see my dad's signature there. And I'm like, man, that's right, it's Tuesday. I'm like, ooh, I can watch SmackDown now. And so I just watched SmackDown, watched 205 Live, and I watched Talking Smack.
Good.
Watched them all.
Maximum productivity.
I guess so. But anyways, no, I thought it was cool. I thought it was fine. I liked the episode, and it was good. I think, are you thinking that, you know, SmackDown usually has the bar is so high on SmackDown usually?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh. All right, well, let's kick it off. They addressed the AJ Styles U.S. title
addressed. It was a celebratory video package.
It was a celebration.
Showing
man.
Some highlights of the match, some reactions from, I guess, YouTubers, including...
our good friend Luge.
Yeah.
This goes to show, Larson. Next time there's a title change, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get on my phone... I'm going to do like the most excited, like if it's a house show, it's never going to happen again. Oh my gosh! AJ Styles has won the Universal Championship here at Madison Square Garden or wherever
right
it
here.
Is. It's going to be here. I'll just do it against that wall right there. I'll go down in Golden One, I'll like zoom down in Golden One, make it kind of look like it could be.
How are you going to get in?
Huh? I'll just be on the outside. I'll put some bushes behind me. It'll be. I'm sure there's some bushes near Madison Square Garden.
Are you sure?
We have a green screen behind this. I'll rip everything down. And then, like, Madison Square Garden, that thing behind it.
I have a hard time believing you're gonna rip all that down and put it back up.
Isn't this, like, a different Madison Square Garden than the original one? Hasn't there been a couple?
I think there's been three.
There's been three. So I'll, like, find some old archival footage of the old-timey Madison Square Garden. Put that behind me, a couple of old-school boxes behind me.
I think WWE would be like, okay, this guy's
trying
to put one over on us.
That Zabruder film of Bruno v. Ivan Koloff. Put that behind me. Oh my gosh, AJ just won the Universal title.
Ivan Koloff just won the Universal title.
And then we'll end up on the show.
Okay.
That sounds amazing. That sounds great. Luge got on there. Did you see my tweet about Luge? Mm-hmm. I said, nice to see she got her call up to the main roster.
I saw that.
I was very impressed with my witticisms.
That's how I knew she was on there before I even watched the show.
And also, we're going to talk about the death of a joke today on Going in Raw, Larson. We'll get to that a little bit later.
What?
The death of a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah, I'm very happy about this.
Very sad. You and a bunch of other people. It's so weird, man. Like, certain jokes have their detractors. This is one that was very polarizing because a lot of people really loved the joke. A lot of people hated the joke.
I had to put up with it every week. And it was a very one-dimensional joke.
I'm not sure why this is your job because that's par for the course here. You just have to put up with me every week.
Yeah,
4 days
point.
A week.
Ugh.
And then sometimes we go out and hang out.
And then sometimes we live stream pay-per-view reactions. Sometimes it's 5 days a week.
I know. Sometimes it's way too much, even for me. Let's see here. So anyways, yeah, they celebrate AJ Styles' title win. AJ Styles comes out, and it basically says, I'm restarting that U.S. Open Challenge.
Yeah, because this title means you're the best and you compete against the best.
He says, this title is really the main event title.
Pretty much.
We all know this is the main event title. So he says
he issues the very first AJ Styles U.S. title open challenge, and who comes out?
John Cena sucks.
Yeah, John Cena comes out, and he's like, "Okay, hold on
there.
Do I understand this correctly?
Yeah.
Can I enter this challenge?" And AJ says, more or less, "Yeah, I was hoping you would come out."
Exactly. Yeah, he says, "Let me get this right. This is for everybody but me, right?" And AJ says, especially you. I like when old kids say especially instead of especially. So anyways, and he says, all right, let's do it right here, right now. And little Nate comes down.
Yep.
Cena removes his shirt. AJ does the same. They're about to throw down. Larson, this is a huge way to kick off SmackDown. Little Nate has his hands open like this.
Just
he's about
to
ring
the
bell.
And then
Kevin Owens
comes out.
He says, no. Ah, wrong.
Nope.
That belt belongs to me. Kevin Owens. And so John Cena says, come on down here and I'll run through you. And then Rusev attacks from behind.
Yeah, kicks Cena in the head. Owens comes in, pop-up powerbomb Styles. Rusev puts Cena in the accolade.
Yeah.
Heel stand tall to end the opening segment.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Oh, God, he's going to throw up everywhere, everybody.
And then shortly after this, it was announced, the main event, tag team match, Cena and Styles against Rusev and Owens.
Yeah. Kind of saw this from the second AJ Styles walked out and declared the U.S. Open Challenge. Kind of saw this where this is.
Well, yeah, definitely once Cena came out, yeah.
Yeah. But I thought it was fun. It was a fun open. How can you not like
this? Yeah, the open was great.
AJ Styles, John Cena in there together mixing it up.
And also, later on the show, it was announced that at Battleground, Owens will get his rematch against Styles for the U.S. title. So I don't know why WWE.com pulled that match from their site only to announce it again.
Because it wasn't announced. It wasn't like...
It was.
It was announced last night.
No, no, no. I mean, prior because when AJ won the Battle Royal on the 4th,
mm-hmm.
then he was the number one contender to
Owens' belt,
and that match was supposed to happen at Battleground.
I know, but that wouldn't have made sense. I know. But then you pull that because he already won it.
But Owens has a rematch clause.
They
could have kept that match up there.
Yeah, no, they could have. But I see why they did it, because then it's not official until they say, okay, it doesn't make any sense now to have this match until somebody says, now we're going to have this match. You see what I'm saying, right?
It's a formality.
Well, yeah, it is, but everything in wrestling is a formality. Let's see here. Then we had, it's all pre-scripted, man. Ty Dillinger versus Jinder Mahal. I said his name, ladies and gentlemen. Ty Dillinger.
2 weeks in a row. He was on
active
TV.
Active wrestler. Hey, you know, when he fought Jinder Mahal this week.
Yeah, it wasn't a great showing, though.
No, but this is the kind of, look, He's the WWE champion. I don't know what people expect. Look, I like everybody out there who's giving me shit about that Who joke of mine.
This is what I would at least hope for, is a competitive match. It really wasn't competitive. Gender dominated a vast majority of it. Ty had about two instances where he got some offense off.
Ty got his offense in. He's Ty Dillinger. He didn't even get the NXT title, man. What do you think he's going to do? He's Jinder Mahal. He's the freaking WWE champion. This is how you make him legit.
No, I understand that.
Then what's your problem with it?
Make it a slightly more competitive match.
Nah. I love that Jinder didn't have to use the Singh Brothers, too.
Yeah, I'm fine with everything else. Just make it more competitive. I don't mind that Ty lost. Just make it competitive. Give Ty a good showing.
He had a showing. He had him up on the turnbuckle. He was doing the 10 punches.
Yeah, but Jinder kept pushing him off.
He had a couple of shots in there.
Yeah, a couple, but that's it.
You know what I did notice this time, dude? Have you really taken a good look at Jinder's back, his upper back?
Oh, his traps are ridiculous.
Does the camera usually circle behind him?
I don't remember.
Okay, I don't remember it doing that. But then again, you know me, I don't really pay attention. Last night it circled behind him, and we got a good look at his upper back. Holy crap. Talk about not skipping a back day.
Oh my gosh, I know. His traps are ridiculous.
It's insane. And then there's like some muscles I've never even seen on a human being, like underneath his traps. Like, because these are the traps, right?
Yeah.
And there's like the weird like shoulder things or like the upper back ones.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
That dude is in the gym a lot.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
God, it's ridiculous. Of course he's going to dominate. Look at Ty Dillinger. He looks like you know. Of course he's going to dominate. WWE champion.
Well, Ty is hardly on TV. Give a chance.
You know who else is
shine
in,
a little bit.
You know who else is in the he fought the world champ.
It wasn't a title match though.
No, I know, but it's still it's the successor to Bruno, Hogan, Bob Backlund, Diesel.
Is Jinder going to hold
Yokozuna?
On
Yokozuna?
Is Jinder going to hold on that belt past Battleground?
Yeah, just not at SummerSlam.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, you think he's going to lose it in the Punjabi
Maybe.
Prison match?
Because I'm sorry to get off on a tangent here.
That's what we do.
So I'm assuming AJ won the belt at the house show, so Owens get his rematch at Battleground, lose, so he can move on to something else for SummerSlam. That's my assumption. I don't think they would just take the belt off Owens without something else for him to
Who's going to lose? Oh, Owens is going to lose?
Yeah.
And then move on to something else?
Yeah. So if Orton were to get the world title back at Battleground, we could either see Orton Owens at SummerSlam. Maybe Orton Rusev, but for SummerSlam, doesn't seem like a money match as opposed to Orton Owens.
Yeah, I can honestly like
I'm
I
just
can,
speculating. I have
no
idea.
We can sit here and speculate. I don't think there is zero crystal clear idea that they haven't shown any of their cards yet. They haven't shown anything, so I don't know. We could still get Cena versus Mahal at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
We can get that. That's kind of where I'm leaning right now.
They really planted some seeds for AJ, Cena,
no,
at SummerSlam, though.
I know. But then they plant seeds all the time.
I don't even think they know
where they're going.
Regardless what happens at Battleground between Cena and Rusev, I mean, there's always a potential they could have a rematch at SummerSlam, too. I don't think it's going to happen, but you never know.
Yeah. Ty had a good showing. I hope this means that Ty is... People really like Ty. I like Ty.
Yeah.
I hope this means that he's going to get more time on the main roster.
Yes.
But... We go 4 weeks and no tie. I'm bringing that joke back.
It's insufferable.
I'm bringing that joke back. Insufferable.
It really is.
Wow. That's strong language. They managed to get a lot. This is why I like SmackDown. They managed to. Nobody was left out this week. They got everybody in.
Yeah, pretty much.
They got everybody in. I like when they do that. I mean, look, these notes are dense, man.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's a lot for 2 hours. Next, Jinder Mahal.
After his victory, his dominant victory
dropped
over the perfect
promo.
10. He said, Randy
He said
Orton.
Next week he's going to bring the Punjabi prison to SmackDown.
That seems like a tall task. Probably like needs a big truck for that. Next up, in singles action, we had Xavier Woods versus Jey Uso.
This was a pretty short match.
The ref said, goodbye, all you ancillary individuals.
Yeah.
Goodbye, other Uso. Goodbye, Kofi Kingston. And goodbye, Big E.
Yeah.
You need to leave. This is a true singles action. Xavier Woods picked up the win with a top rope elbow.
Yeah. Pretty short match.
Yeah. Xavier Woods. I always love watching Xavier Woods wrestle, though, because we don't really get to see it that often.
For the longest time, we hardly ever got to see
right,
him
exactly.
wrestle. Then within the last year, he seemed like he's wrestling a lot
a
more.
A bit more, yeah. He's featured in wrestling action more. Next up, we had Shane backstage on the phone.
With Daniel Bryan,
allegedly. That's a cute kid, man. You see that Instagram post of Daniel Bryan? They have got the cutest little kid. Anyways, Naomi comes up, and being the fighting champion she is, she says, Shane, who am I going to fight? She says, I understand Carmella, she can cash in any time, but I need to fight somebody.
Yeah,
who am I going to fight?
That woman's title looks extraordinary right now with all the LED lights in it.
I love it so much, man.
It's so awesome.
I love it. It was everything I knew it would be. Charlotte comes, Naomi says, don't tell me it's going to be Lana, because I'm going to be very upset if you tell me it's Lana. Charlotte comes in and says, yeah, Shane, don't say it's Lana.
Mm-hmm.
And then Becky Lynch comes over, and she says, it should be me. And then Natalya comes in and says, no, it should be me.
Yeah.
Then Lana and Tamina come in. Tamina says something awkward again. Shane announces a five-way elimination match at Battleground. This is a long ways off for Naomi to defend her title.
I know.
Because he says, we're going to have a five-way elimination match to determine number one contender at Battleground, and that person will go on to SummerSlam to fight Naomi.
Yes.
Naomi's going to say, all right, well, time for a six-week vacation.
I wonder I don't know against who, but if Naomi will have a title match at Battleground. Because I think the way Shane phrased his announcement made it seem like it was entirely possible for Naomi to still defend her title at Battleground. I don't know against who, because I think Carmella is the only member of the women's division.
Problem. Yeah.
That's not in the Fatal 5-Way match.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Is Naomi still, does she have any nagging injuries that don't know about? Because that's a long ways
off.
It
is.
That's a lot of SmackDowns and a pay-per-view to go without her defending her title.
I know. After Shane's announcement, everybody leaves. Carmella comes in with some legal filing from her lawyer saying that Shane needs to let James Ellsworth back on the show.
Right, right.
Shane reads it over, rips it up.
Mm-hmm.
Says, no, I'm not going to change Daniel Bryan's decision. It stands.
It stands.
She gets angry.
You know, just because your lawyer writes something doesn't mean that it's on legal ground.
Yes.
Yeah. Baron Corbin interview. He's got such a spring in his step these days.
He does.
You see Baron, that little kid?
Yeah.
That was cute.
It was.
Don't cry, baby. Baron Corbin will hug you. Please don't cry. I'll read you bedtime story, little baby. Sorry. Then we had Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. Man,
that match
for each
never
other.
Started. Never started. They started brawling during Corbin's entrance. Shinsuke
rushed
to the outside of the ring, started beating them up. They fought. They went to the crowd for a little bit.
Yeah.
Officials broke them up.
This is like Finest Cat versus Lumbering Dinosaur.
Yeah. And then Corbin took his Money in the Bank briefcase and walked backstage.
Oh, okay. That's how it resolved itself. All right. I think, I don't know, people were talking in the room or something. And then I meant to go back. And I'll watch this later. AJ and John Cena in the locker room.
Oh, this
room.
Is good.
This, I know. I thought this was good. And I think my niece was just yapping on the phone to her mom. God, she's annoying sometimes. Anyways, you'll find out when yours are teens, dude. Anyways, AJ was in there. What did they say, man?
So AJ was in the locker room, like trying to loosen up his neck after getting powerbombed to start the show. Cena comes in and more or less says, you know, we've had problems in the past. I'm all about respect. I respect you. So for tonight, I have your back.
Okay, that's exactly what I figured it was.
Yeah.
Because I heard him say the tonight I got your back, and I'm like, okay. Let me guess. He talked about how exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm still going to go back and rewatch it because I love those guys. I love when two powerhouses, there's just that aura of I'm the man, you're the man, we're both the man, men's, and we're good.
Yeah.
But.
Friends.
Until we're not good.
Not friends.
Exactly. It's like when you and I are in the room together. Powerhouses, Larson.
Friends.
But.
Not friends. Oh, also Shane, when he had the entire women's division in his office, he announced there's be a tag team match, Charlotte and Becky against Natalya and Tamina.
Yeah.
So that happened next.
That's right. Another tag match. I can see why you were lukewarm on SmackDown this week. Too much tag action.
Yeah, a lot. It was a decent enough match. Lana comes out about halfway through.
Yeah.
Kind of hangs out in the ringside area.
Charlotte got hot when she saw her. She ran back over. She's like, come on, tag me in.
Yeah. Lana distracts Charlotte, which allows Natalya to tag in Tamina.
Right.
Charlotte was distracted by Lana, didn't see the tag.
Ate a super kick.
So Charlotte goes to put the figure eight on Natalya, mm-hmm. doesn't realize Tamina is a legal wrestler.
Yeah.
Tamina super kicks her in the head, gets the pin.
Yeah. Well, good. Good stuff. Next up, we had Maria Kanellis knocking on the door of the men's locker room. And Chad Gable steals every scene he's in. And I love that they had him greet her. Because that dude is so natural in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And she's looking for Sami Zayn because Sami Zayn owes her an apology. And Chad Gable says, what did he say again? He said, Sami's not here.
He had a nickname for him, too.
Oh, man. Sami something. I forget what it was. But anyway, she gets kind of mad at Chad Gable and says, okay, well, tell him I'm looking for him. And Chad Gable was like this. He sticks his lower lip out. I don't know. That was the funniest thing. That dude's hilarious. So then we had Mike and Maria Kanellis backstage. Sami Zayn comes up, and she's like, hey, you owe me an apology.
He said, I already apologized twice.
Exactly. She slaps him, and then Mike breaks a vase.
Over his back.
That looked brutal.
Also, Sami said, well, Mike, do you wrestle?
Yeah, that's right. Are you even a competitor here?
Yeah.
Are you the lover and she's the fighter?
Yeah.
That's what he said. Sami was on Talking Smack. So I think, man, I honestly think that at this point they have found the good middle ground between obnoxious Sami and I think mm-hmm. that they found what he's supposed to be doing in that version of his character.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about this. I mean, just for some light humor, him talking about Mike and Maria Kanellis, like Renee Young says, Sami, what do you think about him taking her last name? And he's like, you know, I'm a progressive guy. And I don't know. he was really funny. I can't really do it justice, but it was this is the Sami Zayn that I'm totally fine with. Mm-hmm. And I'm very entertained mm-hmm. by. They replayed the first two incidents and his comedic, his reactionary comedic timing.
So good.
Is so when he comes through and sort of goes between them the first week and he does the, you know, he's on his knee.
Yeah.
That is the double take.
And then he's like, I got to go.
Yeah. But the double take when his head whips around and sees her.
Yeah.
Double takes, number one, are a great comedic convention anyways.
Yes.
But that double take was great. And then when the camera pans over and he's stretching and he knocks over the stuff the next week and he's just like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. It's really funny stuff. So I'm fine with it. They need to toe a line between Sami Zayn being a comedy act, but not being a full comedy act, just being a character who's pretty amusing.
Yeah.
He needs to be able to win.
In the ring, he's a competitor to be taken seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyways, are we looking at the Battleground's probably going to be Mike Kanellis' debut.
I would imagine so.
Okay, cool. Right on. That should be good. That should be really good.
Yeah. Next, we Fashion have, Files.
Yeah, this time they did a takeoff of a Walker Texas Ranger. Of course, WWE has footage of Chuck Norris that they can legally use because he showed up at one of them manias.
Yeah.
And they put him into the thing.
Yeah, they intercut those shots into like an opening credit sequence.
Right, so now they were like Texas Rangers figuring out who.
Still, yes.
Yeah, and they confront Zack Ryder, say, where were you? And he says, you know, and Mojo comes up, a bit more serious Mojo.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, we don't have time for this. You guys, you know, we wouldn't do anything shady like that. And Zach takes exception to that and says, oh, shady, like kicking me out of the Battle Royal.
Yeah, Mojo says, well, it's like Battle Royal, every man for themselves.
I can't believe you're still dwelling on this. And I agree with Mojo.
Yes, me too.
It's Battle Royal.
Yep, every man for themselves.
And then they do a great bit about, so they leave. And they're like, well, who did it? Maybe it was they say at the same time, ghosts and aliens at the same time, and they reverse it, and then they do like
they
a little
both say X-Files ghost
thing.
Aliens.
Yeah, it was funny.
And what was the thing on the bottom of the X-Files thing? The truth.
Oh, I forget what it said.
The truth is out there, not H or something like that. They played off.
They did the H thing.
Yeah, the day one is H thing.
Oh man, okay.
I forgot exactly. I should have wrote it down because it was pretty funny.
Damn it, I didn't. The truth is not H.
There you go.
Okay, thank you, Alex C. In chat.
Yes, thank you.
See, you can help us. You can help the show here if you're a patron.
Which brought us to our main event, AJ and Cena against Kevin Owens and Rusev.
Yeah, it was a fun match.
Yeah.
It's good seeing Rusev back. John Cena looks really happy. He was on Talking Smack, too. He was hilarious. He seems legitimately happy. Well, A, he just seems legitimately happy.
Yeah.
But he seems legitimately happy to be back, and he keeps on making references to, you know, the sunset, his sunset years, the golden years, whatever you want to call them,
mm-hmm.
the last years. But that's probably going to last like 5 years.
Yeah, probably.
He's going to be part-time for like another 5 years. It'll mm-hmm. be a while before he leaves. He's,
oh, yes.
He doesn't age.
He's still, what, around 40?
Yeah, I think he's just shy of 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He looks amazing.
Yeah, he still looks really good.
Yeah. Like, it's weird. You go back and look at pay-per-views from like 2007.
Oh, there's not much difference.
There's like zero difference. Like, early Cena, like 2002 to like 2005 or so, he's a bit babyface. But once you hit 2006, 2007, it's just the exact same person he is now.
There might be slightly less hair on top of his head.
Just like, it's the smallest degree. So, yeah, Cena got the pin on Owens after hitting an AA. Yeah, it was a fun match, but mainly it was just sort of to push the individual feuds. And so Cena is going to be taking on Rusev in that flag match at mm-hmm. Battleground.
Mm-hmm.
And
Owens and AJ for the U.S. title. And they were also planting the seeds for a future Styles-Cena match potentially down the line. Because also in the locker room segment, I think it was, Cena was talking about, you know, tonight we'll have each other's back and we'll worry about the U.S. title later on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's going to happen at some point.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. So they've had two high-profile matches. They had SummerSlam?
Last year, Royal Rumble. And yeah, those are two high-profile ones. And
okay.
then before that...
Royal Rumble is when Cena...
Won the belt from AJ.
Won the belt from AJ. Yeah, that was yeah. the tiebreak
at
the time.
But before SummerSlam last year, they were in a six-man tag match. It was Styles and the Club against Cena and the New Day.
Okay.
And
so the Club went
that,
over.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, that one, that was Cena and the New Day went okay. over that time. And then before that, I think the pay-per-view before that, it was AJ, Cena, and AJ cheated to win.
Okay.
So well, if they wrestle again, it'll be their fourth match.
Yeah, but I feel like this is... Like the SummerSlam and the Royal Rumble, that's, you know, the post-brand, those are the only two post-brand
yeah,
split.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of feel like that was sort of a restart, so this will be like the rubber match.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to believe AJ's going to go over because mm-hmm. he's the full-time guy.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be really good.
They'll put on a stellar match.
So, yeah, I don't know. It was an entertaining show.
Yeah, it was fine.
Raw brought it a bit more, I think, this week.
It was a perfectly fine SmackDown. Wasn't exceptional.
Yeah.
Wasn't mediocre. It was good. It was solid.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's answer some questions.
Yes.
We get our patron or our questions from the we always do a Patreon thread.
Yes.
That is not it. Here it is. And $1 a month, and then you can have your question maybe read.
Yeah. Nemo.
We got a lot of questions.
Yeah. Nemo. What do you think is better for Ty, not being on TV or being on TV and losing in spectacular fashion?
Always being on TV.
Yeah, being on TV is better.
Mm-hmm.
At least being on TV, you have a chance.
And in spectacular fashion, I assume you mean to the current WWE champion. That's a high-profile match for him.
It is.
You know?
I just, like I said, just want a bit more of a competitive match. Connor Dunmore, power rankings on pay-per-views Baron Corbin will cash in at. He thinks it might be Battleground.
Power rankings. I don't know why I said PW. Power rankings, PR. On Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin.
I still think number one, until Cena Styles is announced for SummerSlam, I think SummerSlam still tops. Because if it's Cena
Mahal
is SummerSlam. Cena wins, and then Corbin cash in on him.
They have to think. Let's talk about that for a second here, because I agree with you. I think it's going to be SummerSlam. I don't think it's going to be AJ versus Cena at SummerSlam.
Okay.
I think that'd be folly, man. I think you need Cena versus Mahal at SummerSlam. Because here's the thing. Why would he lose a Punjabi prison match to Randy Orton? I know it's Randy Orton. They can go over, you know, he can go over whenever he wants. But why would you put the belt back on him? That's such a step back.
Yeah.
There's no... And he's doing... Randy Orton.
He wasn't on the show.
He wasn't on the show. He was the odd man out. He wasn't even on the show.
I think he scheduled some time off.
Mahal is such... I mean, look, I'm not saying that Jinder Mahal is like drawing a ton of money or anything. I'm just saying right now, you can go... I'll put it this way. You can go any number of ways to get that title off him, and they're all interesting except for Randy Orton getting it back.
Yeah.
And we said that about Bray Wyatt, and they put that damn belt back on Randy Orton. So there's, I mean, that's the possibility. There's precedent there.
And it would just be a scenario where Orton would be a transitional champion, I would guess.
I say he even could be a transitional champion for a matter of minutes, because my number two is Battleground. If Orton wins at a Battleground, Baron Corbin's a heel, he can get it right back off him.
Yeah.
And then that could, I mean, and it's not inconceivable to think that there could be a mini feud between Baron Corbin and Jinder Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
But then SummerSlam's right in that corner. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Number three. I mean, you got to start going at that point. Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
I mean, that's there you go.
Put an episode of SmackDown Live on there.
There you go. We'll do that instead of WrestleMania, SmackDown Live. Because he's not going to have that all the way to WrestleMania.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe.
Terrence Thompson's unapologetic. Should there be more title changes at live events?
I think there should be appropriate title changes at live events. What was one before this AJ one?
I feel like it was Samoa Joe
versus
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
The NXT house show, yeah.
And when was that? 2 years ago?
2006. Or sorry, 2016, sorry.
Okay, so a year ago.
Yeah.
One a year.
Sure.
I think one a year is perfect.
The Rainmaker, Jordan Carter. Why has the Drifter had a better debut than Ty Dillinger?
Good question. More room on Raw.
Yeah.
There's simply more room on Raw. And the Drifter's thing is... But let me ask you this. I'm not even claiming to know the answer to this. Who's been booked stronger?
Between Ty and Drifter?
Yeah. I think Ty being in the last three, in the final three on the Battle Royal last week.
That was huge for him.
That was good. That was big time.
I think prior to last night, he hadn't lost on SmackDown yet. But also, the Drifter also hadn't lost before his loss to Finn.
I feel like the inherent, I think there's more, I don't know, I guess it could be a dead heat.
Kind of, although the Drifter has a win over Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, but not like a legit.
Yeah, not clean, but still.
Yeah. It's kind of a dead heat. Who'd have thought that?
Yeah, it's kind of, I'd say it's a draw right now.
Yeah.
King of Swerve style, Damian Dam.
Damn.
How much of a difference has John Cena made to SmackDown since he has returned, and when will he begin to cross brands, as he stated last week?
Not until after SummerSlam.
Yep.
I would say we'd see it at, I don't know if it'd be specific, but probably after Rumble, maybe.
Oh, I think it's before that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Survivor Series, maybe.
For what? Like, to do what, though?
Team Raw. It depends. You know, if
Team Raw?
Yeah, if they do another Survivor Series match. He's a free agent. Bidding war for who's going to have John Cena on their team at Survivor Series.
That seems a bit cynical for him. He's been on SmackDown this whole time, and then he's going to go join Team Raw.
Well, I didn't say necessarily that would be his debut on Raw.
It was a giant sack of money.
I would suspect that would play.
Who's
to
got
story
the
line.
Bigger sack of money, the red bag or the blue bag?
Yeah,
what's got more in it?
Well, it's going to be the red bag. Raw's going to get him for Survivor Series, guaranteed.
Really? That's
yeah,
weird.
I think so.
I think you're pulling that out.
Especially if it's going to be Cena and Reigns at WrestleMania, then that's a certainty. They're going to plant seed for that storyline all the way back at Survivor Series.
All right, man. I'll let you run with that one.
Drew Q. Hey, friendos. If we were to get another AJ versus Cena feud, at what capacity do you see it happening? Would it be for the U.S. title like it was teased last night, or maybe for the WWE title once Cena takes it off Mahal? I would think if it's going to happen sooner rather than later, it'd be for the U.S. title at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Do you think they could do this? I'm just putting this out there.
Cena double champion?
No. Cena wins at SummerSlam against Mahal. AJ, win or lose at Battleground, faces, I don't know, maybe Owens again at SummerSlam. And it's all eventually down the line, Cena, AJ for the title, either Survivor Series or Royal Rumble. AJ beats him for the WB title.
Mm-hmm.
So going into WrestleMania, AJ can have the belt for his match against Shinsuke.
Yeah, that's one route they can take it, I guess. I'm, man, Cena talking to AJ about that U.S. title really throws everything into it.
Although, if Cena's a free agent, he's not going to be going between shows with the WWE title. That's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. Man, I don't know if he wins any titles before he goes over to Raw.
Oh, I'd be very surprised if he did. And if he did, it's literally a Survivor Series for like 5 minutes. Or sorry, it's SummerSlam.
And I'll be honest, I don't even know if they... I don't even think they know. I think they just did a free agent thing just to sort of keep the options open.
Yep. Hamza Hilal, since we're halfway through the year, what has been feud of the year, match of the year, and going in Raw wrestler of the year?
Match of the year is either... Well, let's just say WWE.
Okay. Feud of the year, Neville Austin Aries.
You're not going to say Braun Roman? I would, given how that ended.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Given how Austin Aries Neville ended, because Braun Roman is still going.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, I forgot about that for a second. Match of the year. Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, NXT.
Yeah, that's up there.
A lot of people like AJ Styles, Cena from the Royal Rumble. I thought their SummerSlam match the previous year was better.
I can agree with that. I might say it's hard for me not to go with It's hard for me not to go with another NXT match, the Authors of Pain versus DIY.
Hold on, I have a running list of best matches of the year.
Ooh.
Look at
those New Japan names.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of New Japan matches. Oh yeah, DIY Revival, Authors of Pain from NXT Orlando. That was really good.
Rude Shinsuke was good. Roderick Strong.
It was really good.
Really good.
Finn, Miz, Seth from the Raw here in Sacramento we went to.
That was good.
That was really good too.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it might be hard. It might be hard not to say Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne. So good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I forgot to write that one down in here.
Feud of the year. And then going in Raw Wrestler of the Year.
Alexander Wolf. I think that's my choice.
I feel like he needs to do a little bit more, but he can't do too much more.
Fine line.
All right, Marcius Mark, power rankings. Wow. Huge episode of Going In Raw.
I know,
because
as far
we've got
as power rankings.
Two power rankings.
There might be another question. There's other questions about power rankings.
Oh, man. All right, well, let's get some Marcius
Marks. Top belts in WWE.
Number one, top belt.
Since Brock has it, it has to be
universal.
It's got to
be universal. I don't think either of us wants it to be, but it
is. No, I think it's universal, U.S. Universal, U.S., WWE title, Intercontinental title.
Whoa, hold on a second. Universal,
U.S.,
WWE,
Intercontinental,
NXT women's title.
Oh, okay.
Because they have the most dominant champion
in their
respective division. And then I would say
NXT championship, then Intercontinental championship.
NXT championship. Yep. That's the list right there. Universal, US, WWE, NXT women's. You know what?
Flip flops, WWE and NXT women's.
Yeah. Good job. Look at that. Simpatico, you and me. Friends. Not friends.
Empire of Cleanliness, Andrew Mullen. What are the odds of Ty Dillinger winning the U.S. title by WrestleMania? Basically none. At this point,
Ty Dillinger winning the U.S. title? Zero percent. I know. Look, man, I like Ty Dillinger also. Some of you guys need to get off the freaking ledge, though, about Ty Dillinger. Because he ain't the second coming, all right?
No,
he ain't,
I know,
Bruno,
he's not.
Bruno 2.0, people.
No, he's not.
He's not. This isn't Ty Mania going on here. He's a good hand right now. I like him. I think he's a very relatable human being, besides his weird haircut. I like Ty a lot. I would love to be his friend.
Yeah.
That being said, he ain't the top of the pops when it comes to power rankings in the WWE. So get off that ledge.
I did like his Twitter feud with The Miz about the Intercontinental title.
Miz destroyed him. Because once you start saying, I do, like, yeah, you want to talk about a dark match with your wife or some crap like that. Once you go to that, you lost. I'm sorry you've lost. You lost the Twitter beef against The Miz, man. I'm sorry.
Discord Club Underboss.
Miz, the greatest IC champion of all time. Yes or no?
I have to think about that.
I know, but it's not an immediate no, is it?
No. Jimmy Thomas with the Fashion Files doing X-Files next week. Let's get a power ranking of shows they should do next. Shows they should do next. Number one, NYPD Blue.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Or wait. True Detective.
Nah, NYPD Blue, man.
No, two, True Detective.
True Detective, that's great.
Three, Cop Rock.
You and Cop Rock, I'm bumping that down to five.
Okay.
Cop Rock does not to be there. Three. Oh, how do you not do CSI? They can do like close-ups on weird stuff.
Mm.
Then we need a number four. Ooh, Twin Peaks.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
I've heard really good things
about the
reboot. I know,
I need to check it out.
Did you watch the OG show?
Here and there.
We watched like, I want to get through those. We're watching something, an HBO-BBC collaboration called 5 Days. It's got, how do you pronounce the name? David Oluwalo?
Oh, yeah.
Oluwalo, whatever his name is. It's very melodramatic, but it's a decent procedural. Anyways. Moving on. Oh, I like this. The glorious Steve Klein. Where is Rusev's 24 WWE Network special? What would it be? I would base it around that picture that I think Lana tweeted out where they're in the front yard. They're in their front yard. He's got like a black, it's not a Speedo necessarily, but it's very, very.
It's pretty much a Speedo.
It's pretty much a Speedo. He's got sunglasses. He's smoking a cigar and he's got the lawnmower out. And then Lana's looking like a, you know, a Southern belle with her little plaid cutoff shirt and her little jean shorts. I don't know what was going on there. Just another day at the Rusev household. I want whatever the 24 hours that was.
Yeah. Tommy T, hey friendo. So after that 24 special on Kurt Angle, he says Angel Angle, I don't think the company has any interest in him wrestling again. And personally, after how in detail they went with the wrestling is what pushed him to his painkiller addiction, I'm not sure I want to see him wrestle either. Where you guys sit on the topic? I haven't watched the special yet.
Me neither, but he's totally going to wrestle.
Yeah, he is. I'm hoping to watch it this weekend.
Yeah.
I think the only thing keeping him from wrestling is failing a physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think you're right about that. I think that he's totally going to do that. I mean, look, I haven't seen it. Correct. But if they didn't address like the demands of the full-time roster schedule as pushing him towards it, you know, that was why he went to TNA. It's because it wasn't like a full-time WWE schedule.
Yeah.
But I have to watch it to reserve judgment. Maybe it'll completely turn.
Yeah. Dan Olding, hey friendos, when do you think WWE will finally book their first British world champion, I guess, for the WWE title? Do you think anyone currently signed or appeared in the UK tournament can reach that level? Pete Dunne.
Yeah, they could have done this, I mean, like, in the time. When was the UK tournament?
January.
We're in July now.
Yeah, 6 months.
They could have had 3 months of that damn show already and built like a megastar to Pete Dunne, like yesterday.
Yep.
He could have shown up, made a huge splash, and won that damn title.
Or at least have the United Kingdom competitors wrestle in NXT on a regular basis.
I know.
Until things get going. You know, it's once a month they shoot TV tapings in NXT.
Yeah.
Have them come out once a month.
I know.
Two matches per taping, even three.
I know. I agree.
It really confuses me.
It's very strange. And I wonder if it's probably just still them not... Because he's going to defend it in Progress or ICW? I think ICW.
ICW.
Like, what the heck are you doing? What are you even doing?
I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Too much on their plate, man. Get a project manager.
Vince just needs to be decisive for once.
Hey-o. All right, one more question, then we're going to do trivia.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, well, we'll do this question, but then we're going to do some more. Toby Anton's big wrestling fan. How long do you think the longest streak of weeks will be that Ty is featured on TV?
Well, he says 3, 6, or dare I say 10.
When are we going to get our first, how many weeks are going to be before we get our first timeout? Get it.
He may be on next week, but the week after that, I would not be surprised if he wasn't on.
All right. Is he going to get a match at Battleground? Pre-show included?
I don't see against who. They haven't started any feud with him.
That's a good point. The Singh brothers.
Lee Fox. Hey there, friendos. Lee loves SmackDown Live, the production, the stories, the wrestlers. What he is not liking is the use of some of his money-making stars, namely Nakamura. When do you think they will do anything of relevance with him? He's currently being treated like Finn on Raw, a huge star with nothing to do. How would you guys rectify this? Thanks, friendos. I mean, he's in a feud right now with Baron Corbin, who is a Money in the Bank contract holder. It's entirely conceivable if if this feud continues over the next 3-4 months, if Baron cashes in at SummerSlam, Shinsuke could be in line for a WWE title shot late summer, early fall.
Absolutely.
Entirely possible.
No, I just look. Just because it was 1 week of them sort of brawling, you know, look at how dense these notes are, man. There's a lot to fit into SmackDown.
Yeah.
So he's in a high-profile thing.
Yeah,
right now.
He's been treated.
Cena's back. So everybody, yeah. It's like when Glenn Close was on season 4 of The Shield. Everybody had to take a step back.
But also, Nakamura's been treated like a huge star since the moment he debuted.
Absolutely.
He hasn't always been booked probably properly.
Yeah.
Like waiting a month and a half for him to have his first match was probably not the best idea. Yeah. I understand why they waited till a pay-per-view to do it.
Yeah.
But still, from the beginning, he's been treated like a huge star. They need to go back and fix his intro to what it was in NXT, though. Yeah,
absolutely. All right. Are you ready for trivia?
Sure.
All right.
I have my cards up. I will start with Attitude Era.
Very well.
Who defeated Shane McMahon in an ambulance match at Survivor Series 2003?
2003?
Yes.
Was that Kurt Angle?
Kane!
Oh. Who won the 2005 Royal Rumble match, earning the right to challenge Triple H for the World Heavyweight Championship at Mania 21?
Mania 21. That was the one you were at.
I was at that Mania.
Oh, Batista.
Very good, yep.
Who won a Battle Royal at Judgment Day 2003 to win the reinstated Intercontinental Championship?
Rob Van Dam.
Christian!
Okay.
I'm going to sing all these answers.
That's good. Who ended Stone Cold Steve Austin's first WWE Championship reign by defeating him in a first blood match at King of the Ring 98? I feel like these are all going to be you thinking about it and then realizing that's an easy one.
Yeah, no, it's one of two people. Kane.
Yeah, very good.
Who was named WWE Diva of the Decade during Raw's 10th anniversary special?
Trying to think who wasn't on the outs with him. Trish Stratus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, weird. Kane was forced to unmask in June 2003 after he lost a match to what superstar?
I mean, I guess I'll say The Undertaker.
Triple H.
Oh.
It's funny. Whenever I see Triple H as an answer, I always want to read the question in his voice. And it takes me every ounce of discipline I have not to say, Kane was forced to unmask in June 2003 after he lost a match to what superstar? I find it funny that you have to unmask
him. I know.
I remember being so underwhelmed by Kane's face.
Yeah, I'm know.
It's just a dude.
I know.
Is he wearing a wig? I don't get it. I thought he was burned. There was so much that I was like, is he supposed to be burned?
He just had contacts in, right?
He just had contact lenses in, yeah. He's just a regular guy.
The 2011 Royal Rumble was billed as the biggest Royal Rumble in history. How many participants were in the Rumble match that year?
40!
Yeah.
Where are we now? Modern.
Yeah.
What, for fuck's sake, what suicidal, homicidal, genocidal ECW champion challenged Rey Mysterio for the World Heavyweight
Sabu.
Championship? Extreme Championship Wrestling?
Sabu.
Very good.
Who did John Cena defeat at WrestleMania 21 for his first ever?
JBL.
Yeah.
What member of JBL's cabinet defeated John Cena for the United States Championship and held the title for almost 6 months? Let's see if you remember this name.
Orlando Jordan.
Very good. Look at you. How did you remember that name? Good job.
What superstar served as The Miz's apprentice and then VIP of corporate communications?
Alex Riley.
Yeah.
What are we at right now?
I need to get this. You're done.
I'm done.
I need to get this to win trivia this week.
What brutal superstar, upon moving from ECW to Raw, attacked and beat Jamie Noble so badly that Noble was forced to retire.
Wow.
Who retired Jamie Noble here in the modern era? Upon moving from ECW.
Brutal? Brutal star? Is that how they describe him?
Brutal. Don't read too much into that. Extreme.
Snitsky.
Championship. Sheamus.
No.
Retired, baby.
No cards for anybody.
No cards. No cards at all. Anyways, we're going to hang out with you guys, the patrons watching right now, all 57 of you guys. And for the rest of you, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.